Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of Anime Brothers. We are your hosts, Cypher Dashni, Quiet Jams, and Ty So Fly, coming at you with another exciting episode. What are we doing today, guys?
We're diving into what makes a big three. Sorry, not who is a big three. We're going to also do that too, but like, I'm also joined by Silent S, which is not so silent these days. Hanging out on the floor. If she does start screaming, I apologize. But yes, we're gonna have our big three. You know, yeah, we got Esme, we got Teddy, and we got King Malik on the way. So that's our little big three right there. So we might as well talk about anime big threes too.
True, true. I like it.
Yeah, yeah.
So, what makes a big three? To start, like, what fan base, right? You can't be part of it. You can't, huh?
No, yeah.
You use a plot.
Oh, you said why?
No. I was saying, yeah, you're right.
Oh, yeah.
The fan base.
Fan base. And then, so this is my question. Is it longevity of the anime? Because what the big threes that most people typically think of are One Piece, Naruto, DBZ, and those are all long anime series.
Got you.
Well, DBZ stands on its own tier. Mm-hmm. Like, normally when people talk about the big three, they'll say One Piece, Naruto, and Bleach for those three. Mm. DBZ stands on its own tier. So it was like the predecessor to them.
Oh, and they're like, and they're like the next.
Again, that's a big thing. Like, right, so like the big three is like usually refers to any type of like shonen genre of anime.
Yeah,
and I think it's definitely like shonen, long. And I think it's kind of like part of the longevity of the anime, the popularity of it, and its impact on anime. And it's not even just impact on anime culture, just impact on culture in general. Like, you see now people like just doing Naruto runs, like even kids today doing Naruto runs.
Right.
No, they had that whole thing where we're Area 51. They were like, we're gonna storm it and do a Naruto run all through our Area 51.
People showed up to that. I couldn't believe it. But see, there's also like
not as many as we're claiming though.
No, not at all. So there's also like the big three of like all anime, but then there's also like generational big threes. Like, they hit it with like a decade, like every so often they put like a new big three out there. Which I kind of like, if we're talking about shonen, I feel like DBZ actually like sort of started the genre of shonen because it didn't really exist before that. So they kind of put DBZ into like the, you know, the big three, like DBZ, Yu Yu Hakusho, and was it Bleach at that point in time? I think it was Bleach, like really early on.
I think Bleach came around the same time as Naruto.
Naruto.
One Piece before Bleach?
It would have been like Inuyasha.
Oh yeah, Inuyasha.
Would I give Inuyasha big three credit though? Because it wasn't complete.
I don't think it'll be big three. Yeah, I don't think people will give it big three credit. I know it was out there though, around that time when it was DBZ and Yu Yu Hakusho. Inuyasha was around at the time, but I just don't know. I don't think people give it big three credit.
No, they don't. I think if they had finished the series, also the type of the animation style is it's a little bit too clear for that you know time period. But if they had finished the series, I feel like they kind of would have given them big three status because at the end it actually does get way better.
So I just checked. So One Piece did come out 5 years before Bleach did. So I don't know if that was considered part of the big three when big three was starting up.
Well, what's big three for you? What qualifies as your big three for anime?
Was it as popular back then though?
When it first came out, One Piece.
Yeah,
I would say probably not. I would say it probably picked up around the time Bleach came out, like the popularity of it? Because I don't think it was like as popular in like its, you know, first 5 years of life.
That's probably, wait, you're talking about the anime, right? Or are you talking about the manga?
I was speaking anime.
Okay. Just figuring I'd ask the question because, you know, they've been around forever with the manga. Oh my God. Please stop.
The whole thing was just like, when One Piece first like came over to like the actual like States, they like, it was like super dubbed and put on 4 kids TV, mm-hmm. and, like heavily edited. And that shit was whack. You know, but besides the pirate rap.
Yeah, but like One Piece, I mean, like they had to edit it.
If the pirate was like, fire.
It is pretty fire. That is Gaio. All right. Anyways,
it is.
But fire, yeah, no. I do. Even you're bouncing to it. Oh my God.
She knows.
But like, I didn't realize One Piece was like this, like dirty, like, you know, people bleed. I didn't realize DBZ was like that because they edited it so heavily when they brought it to the United States that like, you're like, oh wow, they got really bruised up. It's like, nah, that's supposed to be red. Just like you know,
and red people have holes in their stomach.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, One Piece killed people.
I mean, so did DBZ, but let's be honest.
Came
none
back.
Of them actually stayed dead.
Right. No, but the way it's done when it's edited for kids television is not even close to being like its original unedited version.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's one of those things. I think the reason why people, at least at some point, used to think anime was just for kids, like it's a cartoon for kids, because they edited it so heavily that it looked like it was for kids. This, it's not for kids mostly. Uh-huh. If kids are watching that and you're watching something that's probably way too violent.
Yeah. Especially in the manga, I feel like the violence and it also depends on who's translating. You might get, you know, PG rated words or X rated words. You know, it's all who's translating that manga.
I think it's R. I don't think it goes to X.
It's all my fault. It's R.
Woo! Man, you too. You don't know what that means. You don't know what it means. NC-17, Esme. Keep your ears covered.
But so, are we picking, if you were, because your question was, who would we say is the big three? Are we going off of like when, like back until now, or
I want two types of big threes. All right, I want an overall big three, right?
Overall big three,
and I want a generational. Let's do it by decade. How about that?
So the most recent decade, the last 10 years from now.
Yeah, let's do it. Well, yeah, I want to know what the newest big three is, because I feel like it's Jujutsu Kaisen, even though apparently they're gonna have like an issue with the writer, which is very unfortunate. He's in and out the hospital. Naruto got kicked out of it. Who was the next? My Hero Academia.
I mean, Naruto's been out.
Naruto's
been done for how many years now?
Yeah.
No, sorry, I was thinking Boruto, but I don't think
I don't know if I'd
big three status right now.
I don't think I'd put it there. I was gonna say Attack on Titan. Not.
Ooh, yeah, but Attack on Titan, is that this recent or is it last recent? Like, you know, I have to.
I don't. I kind of feel like
its final season came out this year, so it still counts.
Its final season hasn't finished though. Comes out in 2022, right? Winter 2022.
So it's still current.
All right. I'll give it to you because Attack on Titan was major, like major.
Yeah, that's why I was saying.
Yeah. Like, but groundbreakingly major.
Are you saying that a show has to end in order to be a big three, or can it still be running?
No, it can be running. It makes sense for it to be running.
It'll still be running.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So I'd kind of go with that for the the most recent generation, I would say. AOT.
Boku no Hero Academia.
My Hero Academia. And then my third one, I don't know, because you got Jujutsu Kaisen, and you had Demon Slayer that was really popular.
I can't give it to Demon Slayer. I feel like it's too short. The anime is not
as good. You're going off anime. I'm talking about the whole manga. I read the whole thing.
Okay. See, I don't. I was talking about anime big three. I'm sorry. Oh, my fault. But you know, I can't give it to Demon Slayer. Got my boy behind me, but I honestly can't. No, it's. I don't like the anime as much. The anime doesn't do the story justice. I like the animation, but it's too choppy for me. It doesn't have that legendary status to me. I feel like after like a couple of years, people are not going to be talking about it.
So here's another one that I feel like people kind of forgot about that was like hot, no pun intended, in the beginning. Fire Force.
Yes. I knew where you were going.
Yeah.
Fire Force is good. I think people aren't talking about it right now because it's on break, right? It comes back in October.
So the anime is on break, but the manga, it went way, way past. Like it's the manga's just way ahead.
I still haven't caught up. I still haven't caught up with the manga. I don't even think I've watched season two yet.
I watched half of season two when she was born. So like it wasn't gonna happen. It's just not in the cards at the moment. Fire Force is out there. I need another season of Fire Force before I can call it a big three, because the adventure doesn't feel as big to me.
I don't think even with another season, I don't think this will still reach big status just because it doesn't seem to be as popular.
You're kind of away from your mic.
You are. But I get.
Sorry, it doesn't seem to be as popular. Okay.
Yeah, at least not in America. It's not that popular in America.
Yeah, I think the concept is cool, but the concept wasn't there to for the legendary kind of status.
For sure. So who would you give the third spot to? So like I said, we got AOT, we got My Hero Academia.
For me personally, I think it would be My Hero Academia, Attack on Titan, and then One Punch Man.
Ooh, that's a good one.
I think that's my current generation big three.
I like to agree with that because One Punch Man is very popular, and every time
I think Jujutsu Kaisen just misses the cut.
How about
those three? Okay.
So I was gonna say, how about God of High School?
No.
Ooh.
No, let me explain. God of High School, the anime was awesome. I thought it was awesome.
Okay.
They don't have, at least I don't think they have a season two, not that I know of. But the manhwa, because it's not a manga, that the twist that has happened in it, I guarantee you they will not turn that to anime because it's not, I don't think it would be interesting here in America.
Oh. they ruined it. Oh, that's
the way the whole thing just changed. I still read it because I want to know the final outcome, because I got so invested in the anime that first season, so now I got to know how it ends. But there's just been a whole lot of shifting. They've literally killed the entire world.
Oh, Dragon Ball Z. All right, got you.
there's only like a few living people, and they're fighting for humanity right now. And then there's realms now, and the gods have come out of the realms. They're no longer like things that you can summon. They actually are real. So like Twist was real.
All right.
So they also tried killing off main characters. I wasn't really feeling that. But
sometimes people got to get got.
Right?
Yep. So speaking of people getting got, before I get gotten, she loses, I have to pick her back up.
All right.
Come on, baby girl.
But
she wants to be held.
Right. Up. So yeah, so that's why I would not vote God of High School into the big three.
Yeah. Okay. I understand that. I'll give you that. That's a legitimate reason that I had no idea about.
So, you know.
Yeah. If Solo Leveling had an anime, that would,
I don't know how many times I'm going to see that post. Like, if this ever gets animated, it's going to break the internet. I'm like, I get it. And I want it to happen. But like at the same thing, everyone keeps saying it's not going to happen because they crap on Japan so hard.
They really do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's like no Japanese studio will ever pick it up. But it's like there's other studios.
The only other ones are the American ones, and they'll destroy it. They'll ruin it.
I mean,
wouldn't that petition to have Netflix?
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying. Netflix will ruin it. However,
like, first of all, they would switch up all the names.
Oh yeah, no, all the names would be different. It'd be Sam Wong. Yeah, sorry. His name is Sung Jin Woo.
But wait, who was the third one that you said?
One Punch Man.
Yeah, I mean,
that is a legit. Yeah. It's a parody anime, but like the adventures there, people mm-hmm. will be talking about One Punch Man for decades.
Yep. And
I'll give it that.
When new seasons come out, I feel like if any more come out, they will always rival the other series because people are just going to want to watch it. Like I watched One Punch Man each time in the anime series came out. And I've actually not seen any of the other, because I've also read the manga for One Punch Man, and I still watch the animated series, where even My Hero Academia, I don't watch the anime series anymore because I've just been so wrapped up in the manga. I couldn't go back.
I get you.
Manga's awesome. I'll watch season 5. I think season 5 is done.
I didn't see a post.
It's on a break. So it's not done.
Ah, okay.
You guys, what do you guys?
I mean,
sorry. No,
I was just saying, like, I got into My Hero Academia by benching the season. So now it's like, if that's how I started with it, it's kind of hard for me to go like week to week.
Yep.
Now. So I was like, let me just wait. With Naruto and then, like, that's another thing. Like, with Naruto and Bleach, it's just like, I was late on those as well. But like, I was so invested by the time I got in, I was just like, yeah, I can do this week to week. I gotta have the next episode. Cause like everybody was talking about it too, especially like in school or in college. It was like, gotta watch the episode. And it's like, gotta check it out. Guys talk about it. It's like, it was one of those things where you didn't want to miss the episode cause then you just have it ruined.
See, I didn't have those kind of friends. But it was like, if I was talking about, yeah, I'm watching Naruto, they would've looked at me like, yo, what is that? What are you talking about? You okay? Man, missed opportunities.
So yeah, no, I like One Punch Man as the third one. So then what would you guys say for the generational? And so in my opinion, the generational one is just like, you know, our generation, older generations, younger generations, they all know it. So I would say Dragon Ball Z, However, whichever one you want to use it. I feel like people are just going
to
say DBZ.
The whole franchise has to, I think, because it's the same main character.
Yeah.
I think the whole franchise is like an all-encompassing. I mean, it's literally its own tier. Like, yeah. I don't even think you call it a big three. It stands on its own. Like, I'm so sorry.
You have to put it in there, though. I know it stands on its own, but you still have to. So we'll just go with Dragon Ball since it literally just branches off that. Z, GT, Super.
Yeah. Whereas, like, so I'm Naruto obviously has to be one of them. Like, the series is, A, it's super long.
Mm-hmm.
And it branches different generations, and they're trying to bring people into the Naruto with the Boruto. But mm-hmm. Boruto isn't, it's not the same situation as Naruto, I mean, as DBZ in Dragon Ball.
Mm-hmm.
Because like the main character technically switches, so it's not about Naruto anymore, it's about Boruto, even though currently the story is about Naruto. But that's definitely a top tier like all time top three anime. Yeah,
I know you guys are gonna hate it, but
it's One Piece. I think you're right.
I think you're right.
Oh yeah,
I'll give it to One Piece. Even it's like too long to start, but like if I had started One Piece, I mean, I attempted to start One Piece more than once, but if I had actually stuck with it, I probably would have enjoyed it a lot. So I can give it to One Piece. It's fine. They gave props.
Gaio, Gaio, Gummo, Gummo. Like, let's Monkey D. Luffy.
Again, I dislike this anime with every fiber in my body, but I can't deny that it has a cult following. It's very popular.
Yo. It's one of the most popular things in the world, literally. He calls it a cult. It can't be a cult if it's like the majority of anime watchers. Like, I know the people that are diehard, like Ty.
It can be. What do you mean? It absolutely can be.
If I was a tattoo person, I'd already have a Monkey D. Luffy tattoo. And then next to it, I have a Holland A. tie.
Oh, what? A Holland A what?
Holland A. tie. Monkey D. Luffy, Holland A.
Oh.
I'm doing my name, you know, in anime style.
Nah. And this is why you're not allowed to get tattoos. You see? You see?
Facts.
Even as a man looking at you disgusted. She can't even hear what you're saying.
One Piece, the only anime where he be getting the character's name right. Listen,
I mean, how can you mess up Monkey D. Luffy?
Easy. He could have slipped up and called him Monkey D. Luffy.
You're right. That's true.
But nah, when it comes to One Piece, he's on point with those pronunciations.
Oh, that's probably because I've watched the anime so much.
You know, yeah.
The names engraved, the hearing, the pronunciations of the names are engraved in my head.
Yeah. See, my boy when I was watching that was Chopper. I don't know why I like Chopper so much, but I'm like, that little dude transforms. And then I thought Chopper? He died. And then, Chopper's like the little deer dude.
I know who he is. They make fun of him because they call him a raccoon.
Oh.
It's not, but his transformation, sick. Yeah. And now you can control it, because before he would lose control when he get to the big boy.
Oh yeah, he was swole. I'm like, oh, okay. Mm-hmm. All right, Chopper.
Oh, man. Yeah. So that's what you're
That's what I think.
Ball, Naruto, and One Piece.
I mean, I don't even have to look at like a list or anything for this. I know they stand on top. Yeah,
for me, exactly. Like DBZ again, it's his own tier. Like there was nothing like
no one touched it. It's still, bro. It's still DBZ is gonna be going well after our generation.
I mean, they still have Super going, but it's like Dragon Ball still has its own tier. So like when it comes like the big three that was circling around, like I would say it was One Piece, Naruto, and Bleach. That's what there's that picture, you know how they have, how like in Naruto, like they do the like the sensei with the students picture. Like they had a picture where like Goku was the sensei, and then you had Ichigo, Naruto, and Luffy together. Because it's just like Dragon Ball Z was like the forefather for all of them.
It's the thing that made anime popular. It's literally the beginning of like, it's not the beginning of anime,
shonen, but
it's
anyways.
It started the genre of shonen, and that's really what kicked off like anime's not supremacy, but like it became massive, like real big. Sorry, you sounded like you threw up.
So with Bleach though, here's my question. Do we count that generation? I mean, obviously, it is counted as generation, but like, I feel like when you ask people Bleach, they're like, I don't know what that is, versus if you ask them what Naruto or One Piece or obviously Dragon Ball Z.
I feel you on that. It's because Bleach.
I've never come across that.
That's because you hang out with too many anime friends. I'm talking about.
I've never come across people say they don't know Bleach.
You hang with too many anime friends.
They might not like it.
I'm talking about those people that like they know of anime, but they're like, oh, anime, diehard, blah blah blah, but they just know of it. So when you shout out their name, they're like, yeah, I know who that is. Those are the people I'm talking about.
I understand what you're saying, because Bleach is a little bit, I feel like it's just older than the other ones in like the ranking, you know, like it's Bleach, but like the whole thing of Bleach, which is going to be animated finally at the end of this year, unless they just delay it again, like it wraps it up and it's going to bring a whole new audience. Mm-hmm. But that being said, don't knock that down. Speaking of knocking it down, I think Bleach will be the easiest one to knock down off out of that top three, like god tier anime. Like,
I mean,
if yeah, My Hero,
people hate the fillers.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
but I think if My Hero keeps going like the way it does, like popularity wise, like, and when they start animating like the rest of the manga and everything, I think My Hero actually might get that. Nah, yeah. y'all don't agree. All right, got you.
No, because like that's why I already said, like, for this current, like this current generation of anime, that's why I have My Hero is in the number one spot.
Yeah, it'll definitely, I think it could easily move into the top three generational, you know, as time goes on. I think it could, especially if it doesn't stop with the animation, like it continues to go, like you said.
Yeah. No, this wasn't. I was gonna say, did I hear that My Hero is getting a spinoff? But I don't think it. I think that's something else.
No, they have a spinoff in the manga, the Vigilantes. They do? Yeah.
They do. All right, that was the one. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
I heard the creator didn't want to. He didn't want to keep going with the universe. So I was like, but this is amazing. Why don't you want to keep writing about it?
I like it too. I don't see why he would change it.
So the Vigilantes, huh? I mean, what's that about? We're just going crazy.
It's just side stories.
Mm-hmm.
Other people, like the thing is, like I don't even think it's like a cohesive, thing, where it's just like random side stories. I think they have like their own different, like side arcs or whatever.
Okay, so it's like an anthology, you know, like it's a bunch of like random stories put together as like one book almost.
Yeah, I guess you could say something like that. And if I'm correct me if I'm wrong, Daphne, the stories actually do tie in to My Hero Academia. It's just like backstories for the characters from My Hero Academia, right?
Some of them, yeah. I'm not sure if all of them, again, I haven't read all of Vigilantes,
just I haven't either.
The parts that I wanted to.
Gotcha. Yeah, My Hero Academia. Yeah, Deku.
Man. Yes, you said it right the first time.
Yes, Carson. I'm getting better.
All right.
Maybe when it's generational, then I'll. Now, when it's generational, then I'll pronounce it correctly. What it makes. Yeah.
She said, "Give me them glasses."
She wants the headphones. She's done snatching glasses for now.
She wants to hear us. That's all I can say. But yeah, so those are top three generational, and then the top three this current generation.
All right. How about the generation before? It's going to be really hard because I'm trying to think of them. It's like one of them I'm thinking is Fairy Tail. Sorry. It was there for a long time. I'm giving it a crown. Kind of crown. Huh? Yeah. I'm thinking maybe over 10 years. Like One Piece was still kind of there, but I can't, if we're giving it a different generation, I can't give it to One Piece right now.
No, because One Piece goes into the generational, so you can't give it.
Yeah.
A specific, I mean, you can.
So let's go 2000 to 2010. All right. So what was on top in that period?
Wasn't it Yu Yu Hakusho?
No,
that was the early 1990s.
Late 90s.
Late 90s.
Yu Yu Hakusho. Yeah.
The 2000s. Okay, so Fairy Tail is up there in 2000s, right? What else was I watching in 2000s?
I could Google it, but I'm under attack. Oh, she's turning the volume down. Hey. Sucks. So settle that down. I get it.
I'm Googling it right now.
I'm not giving Fairy Tail.
Ah, headbutt.
Oh, Samurai Champloo.
Pokemon.
Naruto Man. Actually was in that phase. Code Geass. I don't even know how to pronounce
Geass.
That. Geass.
Evangelion, was that in there?
Inuyasha.
I'll give it to Inuyasha for that like time period.
What one did you just say?
Esme, what did I just say? I don't remember. Neon Genesis Evangelion.
Oh gosh.
Wasn't Full Metal
there you go, Full Metal. And also I'm surprised it didn't come up as like a full generational. I'm surprised it didn't come up. It's like a 25 year anniversary, a 20 year anniversary. Yo, are we breakdancing right now? What are we doing?
I mean, that's not really generational. Listen, everybody loves really? Brotherhood more than the original, but some people say they'll watch the original. The original got too much fillers. Like Brotherhood's literally only like 64 episodes. And then you got the original, where it's like, let me see. It's definitely in the 100s. It's so unnecessary.
She got put back down. I don't know. I enjoyed Full Metal though. Like even the fillers weren't bad. Like I feel like after Bleach, everyone was like, "Yo, we can't do this. It's absolutely ridiculous."
No, I actually thoroughly hate it. After Bleach,
this is some BS. There's no way. They're saying the original Fullmetal Alchemist was only 51 episodes. Nah.
No, hold on a second.
I'm pretty sure it was more than Brotherhood, because I know Brotherhood 64.
They expanded it. They gave Brotherhood the fillers. Hi.
Only two episodes were actually complete filler. I don't know what they did. Yo, they're saying there are 51 episodes of Fullmetal Alchemist, which 35 are complete filler or completely filler. 35 out of 51.
There's no way. There's absolutely no way that's true. I mean, like, I guess if you're talking about the main quest and, like, you know, the conspiracy behind it, I can give you maybe some of the episodes where just like side quests trying to find a Philosopher's Stone. But, like, it does. No, there's no way that 35, like, more than half of the anime is filler. That's crazy.
35. Man. 35.
Yeah, I don't know.
And Brotherhood follows the manga close. Now I'm looking at the episode list. It's 51.
Wow.
And like the way it's done is so different too. Brotherhood, this is why I love Brotherhood, man.
It still gives you all those sad moments, man. The feels. It gives you those ridiculous fuller. Well, all right. So, other than Full Metal, though, what else is in that? What else is in that 2000s or 2010 generation? Like, this is a fresh out of high school, guys. In high school, fresh out of high school, what we got? Sailor Moon.
I mean, I did watch Sailor Moon, but I don't know.
Fresh out of high school in 2000? No.
No. Well, I mean, 2000 to 2010. Like in that period, we got out of high school, I think. Yeah.
We did.
Yeah.
We did.
No. I was looking at Dashney just in case.
I was late. I mean, I graduated 07, so.
05?
Old ass man.
Yeah, Ty, you old as hell.
You just mad because you're only saying this because I'm only a, like, what, a couple of weeks older than you?
Whatever. My back still works.
That's cool. I don't know, even back then I was straight up Yu Yu Hakusho. That was my feeling. Like that was my number one. Like Yu Yu Hakusho, Inuyasha. What?
I was watching Digimon. If we're talking high school,
I was watching Digimon as well. I'm not putting that as a big three.
No, I'm not saying the big three. He asked what shows were we watching.
And then, yeah, high school. I was definitely watching Pokemon, Digimon. Yeah, Pokemon, Digimon, Yu Yu Hakusho, Dragon Ball Z.
Oh yeah.
Dragon Ball GT.
We watched it though.
It was exciting to watch when it came out because it was like, this is a new thing. Whoa.
And Dragon Ball Z just upgraded and then it went back.
Well, actually, remember when Dragon Ball Z came, like so they had like animated up to a certain point and then they stopped, right? And then like they came back with all these commercials like bigger, stronger, remastered. And like there was this picture with like Frieza laughing, like this gold in the background. He's going, sort of like that, yeah.
Oh, yeah. This is what I was gonna say. Dragon Ball's coming out with a new movie, and they're saying Gohan is supposed to, like, you know, be back fighting. That's what I was reading.
I did hear they're gonna try to give like the mantle back to Gohan for like a little while.
Yeah,
I don't think it's gonna work, but you know, it's hopefully the fan base
too little, too late.
I was gonna say he. They had him in the Cell Saga. It was prime for Gohan to take over. And then they
You know what? Okay, so one thing I heard, all the little mini cells are equal to the power of Cell. I'm like, there's no way. And Gohan beat, what, six of them? There's no way that happened.
Beat him with ease. So. Boy was just,
yeah.
Or kicking him. He was just.
So my thing is like, okay, so. If that's true, then why did he have such a problem with Cell himself?
He didn't. He was toying with Cell. Remember Goku was like, stop toying with him. Just finish him.
Yeah. But
Gohan was having too much fun.
Gohan wanted to make him suffer. The same pride took over.
Yeah.
You're right.
He was hanging out with Vegeta too much.
I forgot. Hanging out with Vegeta too much. Hang out with Piccolo, with Dad kicked Piccolo.
The whole ass Android out of Cell. He literally kicked the whole ass Android out of him. Gave him that punch, and all of a sudden he's like vomited out Android 18.
Yeah, that was actually pretty legit. All right, I remember that now.
So yeah, I mean, in all honesty, Gohan probably, if they didn't want to drag out the episodes, Gohan could have destroyed them instantly after he transformed.
Yeah. So you think that the Dragon Ball community will do what they do to everybody else and be like, but can he beat Goku? Like, like Gohan becomes like the top character and it's like, but can he beat Goku though? It's like, well, maybe, I don't know.
Well, according to Dragon Ball logic, a half Saiyan has diluted power, so he can't really go like Super Saiyan 3 or what's it? God Saiyan or Ultra Instinct.
This like changes over time because I remember mixed blood power used to be the strongest thing that they had going.
Strongest, yeah. You were supposed to
be the strongest.
If you were all of a sudden, blood, I was supposed to make you the stronger.
Yeah. All of a sudden, that's not
the case. No, I mean, if they had trained like the way Goku and Vegeta train, like nonstop, then yes, they would be the strongest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's out here training Goku, his mind Vegeta instead.
Training. They're like, oh, yeah, let those two take care of it.
Right.
Mental sharpness. Yeah. But, like, I enjoyed it. So, this is our generations. Tied up in a nice little package and bow. Very nice. You guys have any last thoughts?
I don't really think it was all tied up nicely, but that's what y'all get. That's what we're giving y'all. That's what we're giving y'all.
Get what you get, and you don't get upset.
No.
Right.
I think there's always gonna be a certain big three in anime, and you know, people are always gonna have their thoughts on differing opinions on what it's gonna be. Y'all can let us know what y'all think the big three is in the comments. Thank you once again for listening to another episode of Anime Brothers, you know what to do. Hit us up, follow us on all of our social medias. We are at Anime Brothers on Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, and YouTube, and Facebook. Yes. Damn. So do what you got do. Leave us a comment in the comment section below. Tell us what you think your big three is for this current generation or even overall. You know, we'll talk about it. That's what you guys want to hear.
Like to chat them up. It's funny.
I'll just remember One Piece is bomb.
Whoa. We can't leave him with that.
And this the moment where we lost like 50 viewers, man.
Adios them.
Nah, just do your due diligence. You know what to do. Let us know what you want to hear next episode. We'll take it into consideration. Always looking for new ideas, people.
Right. We got a topic list of like 100 ideas, but you know what? We want more. Exactly. That's cool, though.
All right. Enjoy. I'll see you next week.
Annie out, everybody.
Annie out, Esme. Annie out.